Диск 13. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После 1 и 2 прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «эй», «эф» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только 1 раз. В задании есть 1 лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I have recently watched a film about travelling through time, and I wish I could do it myself. If I had a time machine, I would definitely go to the future. I really want to see what our world will look like in 1,000 years. I think life will be great, and I just want to see if scientists will be able to cure cancer. Or will invent all those things we can see in sci-fi movies. I'd take pictures and come back to my time and show these pictures to everybody.
Speaker B.
If you ask me, I think a time machine is an invention which is potentially very dangerous indeed. First of all, I don't think people should know what the future holds for them. This is my opinion about seeing the future with the help of a time machine. As for travelling back to our past, well, I think anything can change the course of events. Do we know what events might result from going back to the past? Nobody knows it. It's just not safe, I think.
Speaker C.
If I could travel through time, I think I'd go and see the past. The period when dinosaurs lived, and then the Ice Age, and then how ancient people lived, and how the Egyptians built their pyramids, or how Stonehenge was built, and so on. There are so many mysteries around us, and I sometimes think scientists will never find the answers to all the questions that we have about our past. So a time machine may be our only chance to learn the truth.
Speaker D.
I think people will never be able to travel through time. If you read books about it, you can see that people have been dreaming about it for a long time, really. If it were possible, we would already have learnt to do it. There are some things about our universe which will remain mysteries forever, and maybe it is good. Maybe it just should be this way. A time machine can exist only in sci-fi books or movies, but people will never be able to make one.
Speaker E.
If I knew how to travel through time, I'd go to the past, and probably would never get back to our time. I think life was much better in the past. People were more honest and loyal, I believe. The air and the water were cleaner, there were not so many factories, and the world was safe to live in. Of course, there were more illnesses, and hygiene was a serious problem, but I don't want to go too far to our past, you know. Maybe the 18th or the 19th century.
Speaker F.
I don't think travelling through time is impossible. Let's see, 100 years ago, the whole concept of the internet, smartphones, video calls, and instant messaging services was far from looking real. Now, any 5-year-old can surf the net or use a smartphone. I believe in the future, People will make a time machine because people are curious, and they are capable of anything. I don't know if it's going to be good or bad to invent it, though.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I have recently watched a film about travelling through time, and I wish I could do it myself. If I had a time machine, I would definitely go to the future. I really want to see what our world will look like in 1,000 years. I think life will be great, and I just want to see if scientists will be able to cure cancer, or will invent all those things we can see in sci-fi movies. I'd take pictures and come back to my time and show these pictures to everybody.
Speaker B.
If you ask me, I think a time machine is an invention which is potentially very dangerous indeed. First of all, I don't think people should know what the future holds for them. This is my opinion about seeing the future with the help of a time machine. As for travelling back to our past, well, I think anything can change the course of events. Do we know what events might result from going back to the past? Nobody knows it. It's just not safe, I think.
Speaker C. If I could travel through time, I think I'd go and see the past. The period when dinosaurs lived, and then the Ice Age, and then how ancient people lived, and how the Egyptians built their pyramids, or how Stonehenge was built, and so on. There are so many mysteries around us, and I sometimes think scientists will never find the answers to all the questions that we have about our past. So a time machine may be our only chance to learn the truth. Speaker D.
I think people will never be able to travel through time. If you read books about it, you can see that people have been dreaming about it for a long time, really. If it were possible, we would already have learnt to do it. There are some things about our universe which will remain mysteries forever, and maybe it is good. Maybe it just should be this way. A time machine can exist only in sci-fi books or movies, but people will never be able to make one.
Speaker E.
If I knew how to travel through time, I'd go to the past, and probably would never get back to our time. I think life was much better in the past. People were more honest and loyal, I believe. The air and the water were cleaner, there were not so many factories, and the world was safe to live in. Of course, there were more illnesses, and hygiene was a serious problem. But I don't want to go too far to our past, you know, maybe the 18th or the 19th century.
Speaker F.
I don't think travelling through time is impossible. Let's see, 100 years ago, the whole concept of the internet, smartphones, video calls, and instant messaging services was far from looking real. Now, any 5-year-old can surf the net or use a smartphone. I believe in the future, people will make a time machine because people are curious and they are capable of anything. I don't know if it's going to be good or bad to invent it, though.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Hi, Sandra. I haven't seen you for ages. You've got such a nice tan. Where have you been?
Oh, hi, John. Thanks for the compliment. I thought you knew I was in Thailand. I came back only yesterday.
What a contrast it must be in terms of the weather.
Yes, it's rainy here in London. When is it going to stop, I wonder?
The weather forecast is not very promising, I'm afraid. It says it's going to rain for a week or so.
Oh, God.
At least you've soaked up some sun in Thailand. So, tell me everything about your trip. Did you go with your parents?
Of course. My mum loves the seaside holidays, you know. So she chose Thailand this time. The sandy beaches there are just perfect. And the sea is so warm and calm.
Oh, Sandra, I'll never believe you were lying on the beach all the time. Did you see any places of interest in Thailand?
Well, I couldn't travel around much because my parents wouldn't let me do it. The only trip they agreed to was a trip to Bangkok.
So, what did you think of Bangkok?
It's the capital of Thailand. In my opinion, it's a city of contrast. I was impressed with its tall glass buildings. But behind them, you will see the life of the locals, much like it would have been 100 years ago or something. I mean the canals, of course.
The canals? Does Bangkok have any canals?
Yes. They were built in the middle of the 19th century, and they are home to many Thai people who live and work there. As for me, I especially liked the floating markets there.
That sounds very interesting. What are these floating markets like?
Oh, they are fascinating places. Very colourful indeed. There are 4 such markets in Bangkok, as far as I remember. They are very noisy places. You must come early, like 6 a.m, because when the buses with tourists come, it becomes overcrowded, so it's best to shop early.
Did you buy anything there?
I bought some tropical fruit and local food, just to fill the atmosphere of this place. But they sell not only food, but also hats, silk dresses, shirts and whatnot. My mum bought a pink silk dress.
Thank you for your story, Sandra. The floating markets in Bangkok seem to be a perfect place to feel the spirit of Thailand. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Hi, Sandra. I haven't seen you for ages. You've got such a nice tan. Where have you been?
Oh, hi, John. Thanks for the compliment. I thought you knew I was in Thailand. I came back only yesterday.
What a contrast it must be in terms of the weather.
Yes, it's rainy here in London. When is it going to stop, I wonder?
The weather forecast is not very promising, I'm afraid. It says it's going to rain for a week or so.
Oh, God.
At least you've soaked up some sun in Thailand. So, tell me everything about your trip. Did you go with your parents?
Of course. My mum loves the seaside holidays, you know. So she chose Thailand this time. The sandy beaches there are just perfect. And the sea is so warm and calm.
Oh, Sandra, I'll never believe you were lying on the beach all the time. Did you see any places of interest in Thailand?
Well, I couldn't travel around much because my parents wouldn't let me do it. The only trip they agreed to was a trip to Bangkok.
So, what did you think of Bangkok?
It's the capital of Thailand. In my opinion, it's a city of contrast. I was impressed with its tall glass buildings. But behind them, you will see the life of the locals, much like it would have been 100 years ago or something. I mean the canals, of course.
The canals? Does Bangkok have any canals?
Yes. They were built in the middle of the 19th century, and they are home to many Thai people who live and work there. As for me, I especially liked the floating markets there.
That sounds very interesting. What are these floating markets like?
Oh, they are fascinating places. Very colourful indeed. There are 4 such markets in Bangkok, as far as I remember. They are very noisy places. You must come early, like 6 a.m, because when the buses with tourists come, it becomes overcrowded, so it's best to shop early.
Did you buy anything there?
I bought some tropical fruit and local food, just to fill the atmosphere of this place. But they sell not only food, but also hats, silk dresses, shirts and whatnot. My mum bought a pink silk dress.
Thank you for your story, Sandra. The floating markets in Bangkok seem to be a perfect place to feel the spirit of Thailand.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание.